In West Africa, the numbers continue to mount in the worst Ebola outbreak the world has ever seen. Ebola has now claimed more than 1,200 lives, almost all of them in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. More than 1,000 others are known to be sick. Doctors Without Borders is the main organization on the ground caring for patients, and their staff face a dangerous challenge dealing with a highly contagious virus. Amos Toba was disinfecting an isolation center on the outskirts of the Liberian capital, Monrovia.
I have to be brave to do it. That's the only way we can attack the virus. We need brave people to do it. The fear is there, but you have to put the fear aside.
Earlier, I spoke with Joanne Liu, the international president of Doctors Without Borders, who's just been in West Africa. This week, she's in New York, trying to drum up international support for what she's calling a public health disaster of unprecedented magnitude.
The reality is all of us who are dealing with Ebola in this particular epidemic are breaking new grounds. We never face an epidemic of Ebola of that kind of magnitude and that much spread in the past. And so all of us are reviewing our, I would say, standard of operation, because what was applied in some isolated remote villages in the past, you cannot do a cut and paste right now of what is going on in an urban area like Monrovia.
At this point, what additional resources are you looking for?
We're looking for mobilization in terms of hands-on in the field. So right now, I think the world is looking at what's going on in Western Africa with Ebola. There has been some appeal and pledge in terms of money. That's one thing. We're going to need to make sure that the money will have some fast track in terms of being available quickly, and not in 2 or 3 or 4 months. We need money now. But in addition to that, we need people who's going to go and talk to the community, talk to the elder, talk to the religious leader, and tell them about Ebola. And in order to mobilize the population and make them understand what is going on, how to avoid it, how to prevent it. That's one thing. But we need as well people who's going to walk around and find out how many cases we have in each villages, because right now we don't have a full picture of the magnitude of the epidemic.
But where do you think this is going to come from? I mean, do you sense some reluctance here on the part of the international community?
I would say NGO that I used to see in some other crises, like after Haiti earthquake or even in CAR in South Sudan, are not present right now in Western Africa.
Are not present?
No.
What have you heard from these organizations? I mean, have you reached out to them and said, hey, you know, help us?
Yeah, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm doing a tour. I'm meeting here the UN body, but I'm meeting as well some bilateral state government representative. I'm meeting other NGO. We have been ringing the alarm since the beginning of the Ebola epidemic.
But what has been the response? Are they basically saying to you, we don't want to endanger our people? Or are they saying that we don't think the local government support on the ground is there to help us and make our work possible? What are their arguments?
I don't think people are giving arguments. I think they were a bit, I would say, of a slow wake-up call. I think it comes from our past experience. In the past, we used to have Ebola epidemic in some remote isolated villages, and it was a business of few weeks, because basically the chain of transmission will die up very quickly. But what is happening now is the fact that we have cases in a highly dense populated area like Monrovia with 1.3 million, and we have no clue how it will evolve and how will be the chain of transmission. And this is why we need much more actor right now. And the reality is, I cannot predict you how long it's going to last, but the reality is it will not be a matter of weeks, it's going to be a matter of months. And if there's no other actors coming to the field and stepping up to the plate and helping, we will not be able to contain the Ebola epidemic. The only way to contain is to work and increase the capacity locally, and it's not by barricading ourselves in our home country in the Western world.
Given the effect that this has had on the health worker community, where doctors and nurses have been infected and even died of Ebola, what has this done to the health infrastructure of these countries? I mean, what is it like if you don't have Ebola and you're trying to get care?
Yeah, this is actually what I call the emergency within the emergency. And right now, it's really one of the big problems beside Ebola. It's the fact that if you're sick today in Monrovia and you're seeking care for malaria, you might not be able to find anyone to give you your malaria treatment. We were faced with the, I would say, really hard reality of welcoming six women who were pregnant and who lost their children because they were walking around the city trying to find a place to deliver their babies. By the time they got to our centers, the babies were not alive anymore.
Dr. Joanne Liu, she's the international president of Doctors Without Borders. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.